49 per eye. This is certainly worth looking into. Doing away with glasses, contact lenses, all of that hassle, and you've got two of the best board-certified corneal specialists right here in Montgomery with Dr. Swan and Shin. Step one, though, for anybody interested, is to be seen by a refractive surgery counselor. No charge for that. Only takes a few minutes. This is a legacy practice. It's been around since 1945. So they run a really tight ship there. They'll get you in and get you out. And if you are a candidate for LASIK, there's a number of financing options available to you. But take that first step. You read the testimonials at getlasik.me and get into the idea. Or just call 272-2020 and make your appointment today with Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK. 8131 Seton Place across from Chappie's on Vaughn Road.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright. The people that run my campaign, they've made this commercial, and I'm in it. This campaign, it's not about me. It's about crafting a version of me that'll appeal to you. A version that visits random work sites with paid actors pointing at things. A version of me that doesn't find old people loathsome or pointless. Has a conventionally attractive yet curiously still family. Listening to my constituents, legislating, these are things I don't do. What I do is spend about 70% of my time raising funds for re-election. I'd do anything to stay in office. My name's Gil Fulbright, but hell, I'll change my name to Phil Goldbright or Bill Fulbright or fill up my mouth with farts. These are the things that are important to me. And these are the fine people that finance my campaign. Now, in order to do these things, I have to stay in office. And to stay in office, I have to keep these guys happy. Now, if any of these things make these guys unhappy, well, my hands are tied. So come November, the choice is clear. Do you want another spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists? Or a spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists? I'm Philip a Mouth with Farts, and I approve this message.
It's $100,000 Jaguars and Jackpots at Wind Creek Wetumpka. The cash and car giveaway with two ways to win. On July 4th, 5th, and 6th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., earn 50 base points every 30 minutes to participate. Then, starting at 2:30, you can win $1,200 cash every half hour. Plus, Friday, July 5th, starting at 7 p.m., win up to $2,500 cash or a 2019 Jaguar. Earn entries starting June 1st, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
Hi, folks. Rusty here for the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. And we're still on the radio every weeknight at 7 o'clock. It took us a little while, but we are on TV on ABC 32 and the CW. As a matter of fact, David, he's taking voice lessons. Let's listen in.
All right, my boy, you'll make amends with your exercises. Repeat after me. Judy, Judy, Judy.
Judy, 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 Judy.
Abdul Lebo, you're going to be the next Greg Goodell.
You're probably not going to take voice lessons, but you do need somebody to speak up for your portfolio. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. Watch for us on the CW and ABC 32 on the weekends. And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Judy, 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 Judy.
That's really good.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
LSSQ with Alabama News Network. Central Alabama Crime Stoppers is holding its annual gun buyback program this weekend. You can turn in unwanted guns for a cash reward. Those guns will then be turned over to law enforcement for proper disposal. It's Saturday, June 29th at First Baptist Church located at 347 Ripley Street in Montgomery from 10 until 1. A man is in critical condition after shots were fired earlier this morning. Police responded to the 300 block of East Edgemont Avenue around 6:45 this morning. They say they found a man with a life-threatening gunshot wound, and he was taken to the hospital to be treated. No arrests have been made. The Alabama Department of Agriculture and Industries had its 16th annual Tomato Sandwich Lunch. The lunch is a way to celebrate Alabama farmers and Alabama produce. On the menu, tomato sandwiches, sweet tea, and ice cream. A new program will be introduced this year called Sweet Grown Alabama. It's a program that will brand Alabama products. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. There's at least a small chance that you will encounter a shower or thunderstorm before they end later on tonight, but the overnight low temperature will drop to about 73. Tomorrow's going to be another hot day. I think the high temperature is at least around 93. Scattered thunderstorms a little bit more numerous tomorrow. They will be scattered, and still a lot of towns will get missed. But then Saturday and Sunday, thunderstorm coverage increases a bit. There'll be more storms to go around. Not a washout, and the storms will still be random. High temperatures in the low to mid-90s, then hotter weather as we get through that first week of July coming up next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
I got ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey.
Well, welcome back to Happy Hour. Joey Clarkson in for Greg Goodell. Alongside me this afternoon, Terry Adams, the Prime Minister of Playtime. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you? This has been a fun show, man.
This has been fun.
Thank you for asking me to come on.
Yeah, I really was intrigued watching this Bob Lazar interview with Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
And he actually went through, like, the first time he saw something. Like, Rogan asked him, what's the first time you saw something? You're like, that's not normal.
Uh-huh.
And here's the quote. He said, this time that I went in, there were hangar doors open. I went in through the hangar door, and the hangar door was the disc, the flying saucer that I worked on. I saw it sitting there, and we walked by it. It had a little American flag stuck on the side, and I thought, oh my God, this finally explains all the flying saucer stories. This is just an advanced fighter, and this is effing hilarious. So I went by, I slid my hand alongside it. I got reprimanded immediately for touching the thing. There was an armed guard that followed us in and said, keep your eyes forward and your hands at your side, and just walk in the door.
Wow.
Yeah, and to me, the science, and we were just talking about this off air, science, I think, sometimes falls into the category of, it should be a continuing conversation, things continually being tested. But sometimes you see in the scientific community as sort of arrogance and condescension. No, yes. This is the way it is. Yeah. And where it's always open for interpretation. Not just any interpretation, but if you can actually bring things to bear, that this is different information. And we have to make it fit in the what we know is true.
Well, Joey, the only science we have that's absolutely positively 100% accurate is mathematics. Everything else is somebody's opinion.
Right.
Would you agree with that?
I agree, for the most part. If somebody can display to me here, and this is also the thing with theories, like, maybe the exact theoretical framework isn't exactly right, but, like, you have a theory, I'm going to try to do this, and it works. It practically works. I've gotten into this about the history of innovation. Heard it some last night with the Democratic debate and climate change. People have this idea that the way science works is you have all this funding, usually from the government. And out of the funding of theoretical science, we get all these great theories. And the theories are applied. Mm-hmm. And the applied science creates technology. And that technology, the consumer market starts working on and creates products. And it's not a linear model like that, from theoretical science to applied science to technology to consumer goods. You said, no, it's more like a circle where sometimes somebody will be tinkering and they'll create like the steam engine.
Sure.
And then somebody go, oh, the steam engine works. What's the science behind it?
Mm-hmm.
So it'll go back to theoretical science. Then it'll go back to new applications.
Yeah.
I mean, the story of so many products we have were, I think Viagra, for instance, was unintentional.
Yeah.
And so when we find new discoveries, it's not just from a theoretical standpoint. It's more what practically works for the things we're trying to accomplish in this world.
Yeah.
And so that makes me, in my opinion, very open to the idea of also these parallel thinking.
Yeah.
And it's a book by Matt Ridley. I think he's a member of the House of Lords in England. Great conservative libertarian thinker. And he studied a lot of these technological waves. And he said that if it hadn't been, say, Edison, it would have been somebody else.
Sure.
It hadn't been the Wright brothers, it would have been another group of people. That when humanity's on the cusp of some great discovery, it's usually not just one person.
Right. There's several people working towards that one thing.
And the more we learn, and it really has been an explosion in the last 200 years. And that's where I think people need to find that humility, because it's only been 200 years.
Right.
219 years.
Just a speck.
From 1800, not to mention the prosperity in that time period, but also all the technological innovation, the advances in science. And so if you're looking at this tiny span of time in the sense of all of human history, it the more we know, you realize how little we know.
Exactly.
It reminds me of that great scene at the end of John Adams, HBO series, where he's retired, he's no longer president, and he's kind of walking in his field, and he's just looking at a blade of grass, and he's sort of meditating on the idea of, there's so much I wish I could stick around for and figure out, but I know I won't be able to, but the world is so complicated and precious that it gives one pause. And I just wish that, especially in the scientific conversations, there was a little bit more openness. And it's something Rogan said on the show with Bob Lazar. It's something I've come to, I kind of figured out a few years ago. I used to subscribe to, what was it, Skeptic magazine?
I've heard of that, yeah.
And it's good on some stuff.
Sure.
But in general, that approach, like I'm going to debunk this or that.
I don't like that.
Sometimes it's useful, but if that's your only perspective on the world, it's very easy to find little contradictions or inconsistencies.
In everything.
Yeah. And just pick things apart.
Sure.
And it's much easier, by the way, to pick apart somebody else than yourself.
You better believe it.
We're all very good at seeing other people's flaws, not our own.
That plank in your own eye, yeah.
So I guess my point here is that I'm open to this. And this interview with Lazar, this documentary with Lazar, just the fact that the Element 115 was born out and has actually been shown scientifically to be a real element. When this guy was essentially mocked and shamed and all this stuff. And then another thing we were mentioning off air is after he came forward with his information that he worked at S4 in Area 51, a lot of his records started being scrubbed.
Yep, first thing they do.
His birth certificate was disappeared. They couldn't get copies of his birth certificate. He was telling George Knapp, the reporter he's working with, here is, like, I worked at Los Alamos in 1981 and whatnot.
Right.
They call up Los Alamos, and we have no records of this kook working here. Well, luckily, somebody had saved a phone directory from Los Alamos, and there is Bob Lazar's name. And his college records had been scrubbed. They found students and people that were there to verify, corroborate. And in fact, no, Bob had some schooling. This is how he got into Los Alamos in the first place.
Well, and like I told you, Joey, the first thing, when you become a threat to the deep state, their MO, first thing is they're going to character assassinate you. They're going to minimize you. They're going to make you look like a crackpot, like a liar, because it's a lot easier to make the public, to alter the public's perception of you, to minimize you, because that's how they beat you. That's how it works.
Well, and so much of what politics is, I've learned, is just reputation and popularity.
Yeah.
And we can't necessarily blame the average American, because if you're told something about somebody and you've got a busy life and whatever, I mean,
you can't check it all out yourself.
No.
You can't fact check everything.
And especially if there's a potential, like, pain for you of going down a certain road. Like, why even bother with it? So it just builds up resistance to accepting anything out of the ordinary. And one thing that really makes me appreciate Lazar and what he's done is he makes no money off any of this.
No.
He, quote from the Rogan interview, "I don't get any money out of this at all. I didn't even let you guys buy plane tickets, Rogan's team, buy plane tickets for me to come out here or anything." When Jeremy, the documentary maker, previewed the movie up in Michigan, it brought in a couple $1,000s. "I made sure that $2,000 went to a science program at the local high school there. I don't take any money from this stuff."
I admire that. I have a lot of respect for that.
And he says he doesn't want to really, he doesn't like talking about it and hasn't talked about it publicly in a while because he said he gets people who camp out on his front lawn. It's, I mean, and a lot of people that are in the UFO community.
Or nut jobs.
Yeah. And he's like, I know, I feel, I even pity, I relate to these folks, what they're going through, but I'm not going to be your, like, you know, vision quest to come meet me. I'm not going to be the guy that you're looking for so often. So because he's so deferential, he doesn't make any money off this. Mm-hmm. Some of the stuff he talked about now, oh, wow. I'm losing track of time because I'm born in 1988. He comes out in 89.
1 year, yeah.
So it would have been, it's 30 years from since he came out, which is, I guess, my lifetime.
Yeah.
And for some of the things he said and was mocked for to now be proven true by independent sources that weren't even thinking about UFOs.
It adds credibility to him.
It does add credibility.
What you were talking about with him and the people camping out reminds me, have you ever seen the video of John Lennon at his estate? When some guys camped out in his garden, and so John, the guards are like, what do you want us to do? You want us to run him off? He said, no, bring him up here. The guy comes up there, and John's like, what are you doing? He goes, I just, the lyrics in such song, and John's like, look, it's just a song. I just wrote it. It doesn't mean anything. It's a great video. It's out there, because as much as I know that you like the Beatles and Lennon, you need to see that.
Yeah, and people look for meaning in everything. I mean, and that's what I've kind of grown out of that. I'm cynical, but I'm trying to grow out of it. Like, what is politics? If politics isn't this idealistic thing I grew up thinking of it as
no,
a kid.
No, it's theater.
Yeah, it's theater. I used to think it's like the most enlightened people who are very serious, giving their best good faith attempts to discuss the issues. And now I sort of see, like, the debates we saw last night and we'll see tonight and we'll see going forward. It's more a symbolic fight. Mm-hmm. So not really heavy on any details of what they're going to do. A symbolic fight over power.
Power. That's what it's all about.
And, of course, I think the Democratic side of the aisle is a little naive in that they talk about power only as corporate power and the power of money, which is plenty of corporate power and plenty of power when you have a lot of money.
Sure.
But there's nothing compared to having the power of the government. And in many cases, these corporations, the way they get their power isn't just that they have money and they're popular in the market. It's that they use government power to ensure their position.
Absolutely. Why does Amazon not pay any taxes? You know, little things like that. It's amazing.
With Amazon, what they claim, I think it's actually true, is they're using law where they can use past years where they lost a lot of money and carry it forward. And so they did have several years there where Amazon didn't make any money.
So that's why he's the richest man in the world.
Yeah, well, he's rich in the sense of he's valued at rich.
Ah.
Those assets aren't liquid. It's not like he could sell off all of it. Though I wonder what's going to happen with that divorce of his. I guess she gets all the stock.
They're going to be liquid soon.
That's gotta hurt, man. Why did you sleep around?
Don't do it.
This is what's so funny to me as well, is that you get these brilliant people who are, you know, start off in a conference room in their own garage with a bookstore idea.
Uh-huh.
Now you're one of the most powerful people in the world.
And you can't control your sexual urges.
Yeah. It's like, come on, man. Like, come on, dude. How did you fall into this classic trap?
Exactly.
Like, you know, read some Solomon or something. Like, give me a break. He can teach you that it wasn't fulfilling.
You better believe it.
Have you heard, though, Bezos is part of this thing. It's caught my imagination years ago called the Long Now Foundation.
I've never heard of it.
And their basic idea is to get people to start thinking, because we all think really in terms of our own lifetimes.
Well, sure.
If that. I mean,
it's,
some people
it's
just...
a human...
Yeah.
I guess frailty.
So at most in terms of 100 years,
at the
if
most.
That.
Yeah.
But most people maybe think in terms of a decade or think in terms of what am I going to do this year?
Right.
Or maybe
short.
I mean,
short time span.
I've been this way. The whim of the moment. What am I doing today? And I'm not thinking things through. What the Long Now Foundation, thus the name Long Now, is trying to get people to do is think in terms of 10,000 year spans.
Man, can't do that.
Well, one of the things they've done, and this is what caught my imagination to try to get people to think in this way, is they've built what is this majestic clock built into the side of a mountain in Texas. And it's almost like a pilgrimage. You hike to it, and they carve stairs in the mountain. that, and as you're climbing up the spiral staircase, you can see the workings of this huge mechanical, like 40-story clock hanging down. And they, I think it's Brian Eno, the musician, they got to work on it, to where the clock will chime naturally, and it's based on solar power.
I love Brian Eno.
But then also, once you reach the summit and you're looking at the face of the clock, you can interact with it, and it will create a chime or a sound or a few musical notes that will never happen again until another 10,000 years has passed if you interact with it.
Who came up with this?
These brilliant, rich guys.
Kidding.
And so it's that sort of stuff's cool to me, but it's also like, what else are you up to?
Yeah, exactly.
You're just building clocks.
This is what you're letting us see. What's the other stuff you got going on?
But yeah, I really am amazed. Like, you're trying to mine asteroids, Jeff Bezos, and start your own space company, and you're sleeping around on your wife.
You're an idiot.
You're as brilliant as you are, you're an idiot.
Yep.
Well, we got to hit this break. Listen to Happy Hour. Terry Adams, Joey Clark, having just some fun here. Getting a little weird, and I like it that way, folks. Be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the 4 o'clock hour and helping you ease your way through traffic. We do have a lot of folks on the boulevard, so be careful there. If you're on the 31s, we don't see any major hassles for you. There's a big crowd headed towards Wetumpka, so be careful around the River Bridge and when you get up by the Business District. If you're headed into Prattville on 31, we don't see any problems for you at all. The interstates are moving along pretty well. We don't have any problems on I-85 at all. If you're on I-65, everything's great in town. If you're going south of town around the Hope Hull exit, you are going to encounter a slowdown because there's an accident around the 164-mile marker on southbound 65. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter needs social media savvy customer service representatives. $36,000 per year salary. Text your information to 334-399-2895. That's 399-2895. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
One of the best investments you can make in your home and to guarantee the comfort of you and your family, or to make sure you've got hot water when you need it, is a Clark's Club membership. For $159, you've got two annual tune-ups to your central comfort system. Before the weather gets cold, then come back in the spring and make sure you're ready for the long streak of hot weather ahead and that the system is running efficiently. If you need a repair, that AC unit should last 20 or more years. But the only way it's going to get it is if you give it TLC. And for me, that's the love of Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Everybody on the Clark's team is thoroughly background checked, and they're drug tested on an ongoing basis, so there's never doubt about who's in your home. But you'll see what I mean the first time you have contact with them. Their plumbers are top-notch, too. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's. 277-2125. 277-2125. They'll ask, how can we make you smile today? Ask about a Clark's Club membership or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey, folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
At the Home Depot, warmer days means it's time to add Vigoro colored mulch to your landscape. Right now, get 5 bags for just $10. Vigoro mulch helps soil retain moisture and comes in shades of red, brown, or black. If you're looking for a healthier garden and more curb appeal, you're getting warmer. Today is the day for doing with red, white, and blue savings on Vigoro colored mulch. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 60 per customer. Color selection varies by store. While supplies last. Continental U.S. only.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I never seem to finish all my food. I always get a doggy bag from the waiter. So I just keep what's still unchewed. And I take it home. Save it for later. But then I deal with fungal rot, bacterial formation, microbes, enzymes, mold, and oxidation. I don't care. I've got a secret trick up my sleeve. I never bother with baggies, glass jars, Tupperware containers, plastic, cling wrap, really a no-brainer. I just like to keep all my flavors sealed and tight with aluminum foil. Never settle for that kind of wrap is just the best to keep your sandwich nice and fresh. Stick it in your cooler. Eat it when you're ready. Then maybe you'll choose a refreshing herbal tea.
Lovely.
Oh, by the way, I've cracked the code. Figured out the shadow organizations and the Illuminati know that they're finally primed for world domination. And soon you've got black helicopters coming across the border, puppet masters for the new world order. Be aware, there's always someone that's watching you. And still the government won't admit they fake a whole moon landing. Thought control race, psychotronic scanning. Don't mind that. I'm protected cause I made this hat from aluminum foil. Where I had this foil lined in case an alien's inclined to probe your butt or read your mind. Looks a bit peculiar. A big conspiracy.
Oh, welcome back to Happy Hour. Joey Clark, Terry Adams sitting
here. What is the name of that?
Weird Al's foil.
I've never heard that.
So the first half is literally about him wrapping up his leftovers in aluminum foil in the fridge.
Ah.
And the second half is the aluminum foil hat.
Ah.
It's amazing that guy's staying power.
He's good.
He's been around for so long.
I remember him from Dr. Demento program back in the 80s.
Yeah.
He's with fish heads and all the other stuff he did.
The one that, when I was a kid, that I just loved is like a 10-minute nonsense song called Albuquerque.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that song. So funny. I can't play it on air, but it's very, very funny.
Yeah, it is.
I'm wondering, though, if an alien probed Beto's butt or read his mind.
Is there a difference?
Yeah, I know. There you go. Yeah, Mr. Asshat. You know, I was hoping, Terry, that Cory Booker would be the one to fall flat on his face last night.
We all had that hope.
Didn't happen, unfortunately. I think your day is coming, though, Corey.
It is.
Senator Booker. No, the guy who ended up being the punching bag and falling flat on his face, and it's been, I've been reading today, it's across the board from conservative and liberal sources. Beto O'Rourke seems like the clear loser from last night's debate.
Not according to him.
But Beto got a chance
challenges we've ever faced.
Okay, but what grade would you give yourself for last night?
I'd give myself an A. I wanted to make sure that I got that point across. I described why I'm doing this, who I'm doing it for, the people that are me, and how we're going to meet these challenges. And I felt like I was able to get that across.
The woman we're interviewing on CNN, she's trying not to laugh how I just did. You would give yourself an A. Really, Beto?
Yeah, he would.
This is why self-assessments, they have their role, I think, in, like, psychological training and therapy and stuff. Not great, though, for, like, actual grades.
No, you don't want to base a whole lot of stuff off of that, that's for sure.
No, because people tend, especially when you're running for office and the whole name of the game is saving face.
Self-delusion.
I mean, he really did just go off the rails. Let me see if I can find it here. He, makes waves. This is the first early on in debate. He's asked a question.
Is this his first time speaking?
Yes, okay. And let's see if they set it up with the question here.
Congressman O'Rourke.
Yes, here it is.
What we've just been discussing and talking about is how much fundamental change to the economy is desirable and how much is actually doable. In that vein, some Democrats want a marginal individual tax rate of 70% on the very highest earners, those making more than $10 million a year. Would you support that? And if not, what would your top individual rate be?
This economy has got to work for everyone. And right now, we know that it isn't. And it's going to take all of us coming together to make sure that it does. Necesitamos incluir cada persona en el éxito de esta economía. Pero si queremos hacer eso, necesitamos incluir cada persona en nuestra democracia. Cada votar, cada votante necesitamos...
No, look it, I'm going to pause
there. Who's the dude on the far left?
That's Cory Booker.
Okay, it doesn't look like Cory Booker, but yeah, they're looking at him like,
What we're laughing at, folks, is the camera cuts to kind of a side shot of O'Rourke going on in Spanish, and the look Elizabeth Warren and Cory Booker are giving him...
Oh, that's classic.
It is priceless.
Yes, it is.
Like, especially Cory Booker, that is the most epic side eye I've ever seen. I think part of the reason is Cory Booker's like, damn, I was going to use that trick later. I was going to speak Spanish poorly.
Serious stink eye there, boy.
Oh, but yeah, that's Beto. And he really did. He came across as a lightweight. He came across as way too scripted. Young, but not in a good way. And I can relate to this. Sometimes I come across as sophomoric and, oh, you're just so young. But by the way, folks, if you want to criticize me, and I've had folks do this to me, Terry, where they'll say, you know, I'll be talking about what I believe in. And then they'll listen to me. And instead of disagreeing or agreeing with whatever I'm saying, like on the Federal Reserve.
Right.
And it needs to be reformed and audited. I'll get people that will respond, how old are you?
What I'll does that say, have to do with it?
Right, and I'll say, what, 30? And they'll say, oh, you're young. You're just so young.
What does that have to do with the Federal Reserve?
I know, exactly. But, and I need to suggest to folks, anybody who says that to me, the proportional and correct response, if you say, oh, you're young, you're just so young, if you want to retort one of my opinions, rebut one of my opinions, my proportional response would be, well, how old are you? Wait, oh, you're old. You're just so old. So be careful.
That's some actual facts if you want to dispute it.
My goodness. People. Let's go to the phone and see who this is. News Talk, you're on there.
Hola.
Hey, Eric, what's up, man? Now, you can speak Spanish, right?
Yes, sir.
What did you think of Beto's Spanish?
I thought it sucked.
Now, how do you really feel?
Yo pienso que él necesita aprender cómo hablar español si va a usarlo. And he needs to learn how to speak Spanish if he's going to speak Spanish. That was weak.
I also heard that Cory Booker's Spanish was pretty clunky, too.
Well, he sounded worse than that guy. But I mean, I'm not a native speaker by any stretch of the imagination, but I can fool a lot of people. Not a chance those guys fool anybody.
Yeah, Julian Castro came across as genuine. I'll give him that. Like, that was, I mean, he's literally a Hispanic man from Texas.
Oh, yeah. I mean, The guys that speak Spanish, I mean, part of the accent is part of the language, and the accent has connotations. It's just like when you hear us talking, you know what part of the country we're from.
Right, right.
Spanish, they speak it in 200 different countries, 210 different countries.
Wow.
So there's a lot of dialects. There's a lot of words that don't translate well. And I just thought that was weak. It's one thing, like, if I hear somebody saying something in Spanish, I'll pop in and say something, you know. But it's one thing to get asked a question on camera, no less, mm-hmm. in English, and answer in a different language that 90% of the people there don't speak.
Yeah.
That's a straight up pattern, like somebody said earlier. It's crazy. Uh-huh. I mean, there's a way that you can include yourself or express yourself to those people to let them know you empathize with them. But I mean, you gotta get those shots where they fit. You don't just start putting round pegs in square holes.
Maybe you're doing some campaigning. Somebody speaks to you in Spanish, and if you can speak it, respond in Spanish.
Absolutely. But
don't just like go into it in your opening statement of the debate. Like everybody's
My favorite is I don't look like I speak Spanish either, so I work around a lot of Hispanic folks. So my favorite thing to do is to be standing there working, and they start saying something, and listen then I answer them in Spanish, and then you get to see how big their eyes get. It is hilarious.
Especially if they're talking trash about you or something.
Well, exactly.
They don't talk trash so much. I've only actually had that happen one time, and that guy, he said something that really did. It didn't offend me as much as it made me mad, and me and him almost had words. But as soon as he figured out, I knew exactly what he was saying. He had an older guy there that was backing up. It was just a joke. He was just kidding. Yeah, I thought he might have been, but, you know, we're going to make sure.
There you go.
Oh,
enjoying the show. Terry, I like listening to you. Some of the stuff I just, you know, I'm not there yet. And like you said, it's not your job. It's mine.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
To get there. But I appreciate that. That what you say and what you put out there, and it's at least a different perspective, and I can appreciate that.
Thank you.
Y'all have a good evening, and I'm going to continue listening.
Thank you, Eric. Appreciate the call, man. Cool. We got to hit a break here. Yeah. Y'all want to join in on the conversation, just like Eric did, 272-9228. I am actually rooting for somebody in tonight's debate.
Who are you rooting for?
Andrew Yang.
Don't know him.
Exactly. He's been on, I've seen him on Shapiro's show, I've seen him on Dave Rubin, the Rubin Report, I've seen him on Joe Rogan's show. I don't agree with him on everything, but I think he is a thoughtful entrepreneur, successful entrepreneur and business owner, and has a lot of unique ideas on how to face the future. And I just like a young guy who's been successful in business.
44 years old.
You know, presenting himself. And it's not just an ideological thing to him. Mm-hmm. He's just coming at it. Though it would be fun because he tweeted out last night as the debate was going on, my Spanish is really terrible. So it would be funny if he, you know, made a joke like, Mr. Yang, you say that you want to offer universal basic income, $1,000 to everybody once a month because of the coming automation, maybe a replacement for current welfare programs. How will you sell this to the average American voter? He goes, I sorry, no speak English.
That would be great. He would be in every highlight reel. He would get more publicity from that if he would do that.
Well, folks, we'll be right
back.
That'd
be great.
It would be.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV. Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the middle of the 4 o'clock hour, and we have a busy afternoon in traffic. If you're on the boulevard, be careful around the major intersections. It's extremely busy around the Troy Highway. We also see a large crowd around Vaughan Road, and it's real congested around the Atlanta Highway area as well. If you're traveling on the interstate system this afternoon, everything is looking a lot better. The accident around the Hope Hull area on I-65 southbound is being cleared up, and the police are about to get traffic moving there again. We don't have any problems on I-85 other than a little slowdown around Taylor Road, and that's normal this time of the afternoon. Let's be careful as you head home. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air with Life Flight. When seconds matter, trained professionals are there for you and those you love. Haynes Ambulance. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. bigger, better than ever. It's the Kaiser Fine Furnishings 4th of July sale. Prices are marked an additional 20% off their already 40% off discounted prices. Save on a rustic king bed was $17.59, now only $7.59. Or a square pub table with four stools was $14.59. July 4th priced at $6.39. These examples of savings you'll find store-wide at Kaiser. Most everything in stock is ready for delivery. Check out our huge selection on recliners, all on sale. Shop Wiser by Kaiser during the 4th of July sale, now through July 6th on the Wetumpka Highway.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry congratulates everyone who qualified for the 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000. It's been an exciting few weeks, full of suspense, and we're happy to announce that a winner was finally chosen. Congratulations to Tracy Hamill for winning the 1-carat Forever Mark diamond. And congratulations again to all of you who qualified. And remember Marguerite's when you want to purchase or create that exquisite piece of jewelry. Marguerite's, located in the shops at Pepper Tree.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. A man is in critical condition after shots were fired earlier this morning. Police responded to the 300 block of East Edgemont Avenue around 6:45 this morning. They say they found a man with a life-threatening gunshot wound, and he was taken to the hospital to be treated. No arrests have been made. Central Alabama Crime Stoppers is holding its annual gun buyback program this weekend. You can turn in unwanted guns for a cash reward. Those guns will then be turned over to law enforcement for proper disposal. It's Saturday, June 29th at First Baptist Church, located at 347 Ripley Street in Montgomery, from 10 until 1. The Alabama Department of Agriculture and Industries had its 16th annual tomato sandwich lunch. The lunch is a way to celebrate Alabama farmers and Alabama produce. On the menu, tomato sandwiches, sweet tea, and ice cream. A new program will be introduced this year called Sweet Grown Alabama. It's a program that will brand Alabama products. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. There's at least a small chance that you will encounter a shower or thunderstorm before they end later on tonight, but the overnight low temperature will drop to about 73. Tomorrow's going to be another hot day. I think the high temperature is at least around 93. Scattered thunderstorms a little bit more numerous tomorrow. They will be scattered, and still a lot of towns will get missed. But then Saturday and Sunday, thunderstorm coverage increases a bit. There'll be more storms to go around. Not a washout, and the storms will still be random. High temperatures in the low to mid-90s, then hotter weather as we get through that first week of July coming up next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Hello, I'm the voice of Georgia Floors Direct, and I bear good news from Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of Floriers. What's a Florier? That's a professional who happily helps you navigate the choices you have among the hardwoods, laminates, ceramics, and porcelain tiles at Georgia Floors Direct. The very finest in wood flooring at a real wholesale price. Over 2,500 different styles of hardwood laminate and tiles to choose from on the showroom floor, and your Florier will show you the way. The best and local professional installers. A Georgia Floors Direct experience from beginning to end. And this is why they're going golden. Almost 50 years of service to the River Region. Happy customers since 1969. Georgia Floors Direct. Thousands of flooring choices and the Georgia Floors Direct experts ready to help you with choices and installation. See them today. Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's. We save you time. We save you money.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever considered real estate as a career? Have you wondered about being in business for yourself and buying homes as an investment? My new pre-licensed class will be starting in June. Now is the time to act. We cover property law, appraisal, management, sales contract, negotiation in detail, using a format of recent examples of transactions and lively interaction. Financing is very important in transactions. FHA, VA, and conventional mortgage guidelines are discussed in detail with sample transactions to learn at your own pace. Real estate careers can be varied between residential sales, commercial property, land sales, property management, or new home sales. Online courses are also available. If you want to know more about real estate or go into the real estate business, go to the source, Bogutson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me direct, Bogutson@charter.net.
This network stocks closing mixed as investors await the outcome of an upcoming meeting on trade policy between President Trump and his Chinese counterpart at the G20 summit, with the Dow falling 10 points, the NASDAQ up 58, S&P 500 up 11. And shares of Nike falling in the extended session after the sports apparel retailer reported earnings that missed Wall Street expectations while posting stronger than expected sales results in North America and China. And you knew it was coming. Move over Target and eBay. There's another retailer entering the Prime Day fray, that being Walmart. The world's biggest retailer will be kicking off its online sale July the 14th, and it'll run through July the 17th, promising special deals and rollbacks on electronics, video games, home items, fashions, and toys. Amazon's Prime Day sale runs for 2 days, beginning on July the 15th. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Baseball season is in full swing.
I hear popcorn. Get your popcorn.
It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super PolyGrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
PolyGrip.
Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polident so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Polydent.
Giving voice to liberty in our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey.
Welcome back to Happy Hour. Now, as we mentioned earlier, a clear winner of last night's debate. Now, not in all the, you know, cheat sheets and reviews and critical views into last night's debate by the intelligentsia and the pundits out there. No, just based on Google searches, on the Drudge Reports poll, on many just basic factors, the winner in terms of the internet last night was Tulsi Gabbard.
Yay, Tulsi.
And I think it's because she played into something that actually appealed to a lot of people who voted for Donald Trump. And here's one of the key exchanges. And I wonder what people think. If you didn't hear the debate last night, I would love to hear what you think about what Tulsi Gabbard said here. And I have a feeling this is a bit of a Rorschach test, because there is a divide in American politics. It has to do with Afghanistan at this point and her general perspective.
Well, Joey, how many congressmen, how many senators' sons were killed in Vietnam?
Zero.
They never went. So people are upset that it's the haves and the have-nots. They never put themselves out there for these things they push us to do. And I think people my age see that and are going, wait. Something ain't right.
Well, let's give a listen to this exchange. Yes. It starts with Rachel Maddow, I believe, asking Tim Ryan, congressman from Ohio, a question about Afghanistan.
Senator Ryan, today the Taliban claimed responsibility for killing two American service members in Afghanistan. Leaders as disparate as President Obama and President Trump have both said that they want to end U.S. involvement in Afghanistan, but it isn't over for America. Why isn't it over? Why can't presidents of very different parties and very different temperaments get us out of there? And how could you?
I appreciate that question. So I've been in Congress 17 years, and 12 of those years I've sat on the Armed Services Committee, either the Defense Appropriations Committee or the Armed Services Committee. And the lesson that I've learned over the years is that you have to stay engaged in these situations. Nobody likes it. It's long. It's tedious. But right now we have, so I would say we must be engaged in this. We must have our State Department engaged. We must have our military engaged to the extent they need to be. But the reality of it is, this president doesn't even have people appointed in the State Department to deal with these things. Whether we're talking about Central America, whether we're talking about Iran, whether we're talking about Afghanistan, we've got to be completely engaged. And here's why. Because these flare-ups distract us from the real problems in the country. If we're getting a drone shot down for $130 million because the president is distracted, That's $130 million that we could be spending in places like Youngstown, Ohio, or Flint, Michigan, or rebuilding.
I'm going to give you 30 seconds, actually, to jump off what he said. He described engagement as the problem.
You will tell the parents of you soldiers who were just killed in Afghanistan, well, we just have to be engaged. As a soldier, I will tell you that answer is unacceptable. We have to bring our troops home from Afghanistan. We are in a place in Afghanistan where we have lost so many lives. We've spent so much money, money that's coming out of every one of our pockets, money that should be going into communities here at home, meeting the needs of the people here at home. We are no better off in Afghanistan today than we were when this war began. This is why it's so important to have a president and commander-in-chief who knows the cost of war and who's ready to do the job on day one. I am ready to do that job when I walk into the Oval Office. Thank you very much.
Listen, I'm going to go down the line here. Well, you know what? You felt like she was responding. You get 30 seconds.
Very good man.
Fair enough.
I appreciate that.
I hear what you're saying.
I would just say I don't want to be engaged. I wish we were spending all this money in places that I've represented that have been completely forgotten and we were rebuilding. But the reality of it is, if the United States isn't engaged, the Taliban will grow and they will have bigger, bolder terrorist acts. We have got to have some present there.
The Taliban was there long before we came in.
Well,
we cannot keep U.S. troops deployed to Afghanistan thinking that we're going to somehow squash this Taliban
I didn't say squash them. When we weren't in there, they started flying planes into our buildings.
Oh, come on.
So I'm just saying right now,
we have not. The Taliban didn't attack us on 9/11. Al-Qaeda did.
Well, I understand.
Al-Qaeda attacked us on 9/11.
I understand.
That's why I and so many other people joined the military to go after Al-Qaeda, not the Taliban.
The Taliban was protecting those people who were plotting against us. All I'm saying is, if we want to go in to elections and we want to say that we got to withdraw from the world, that's what President Trump is saying. Okay. Can't. I would love
you know
for us to.
You know protecting Al-Qaeda right now?
I want to go down.
Saudi Arabia.
Oh, be careful.
Yeah, and this is where I think this is why Tulsi Gabbard won the internet last night.
She kicked his butt.
Yeah, and there are a lot of people, and again, folks, it doesn't break along traditional party lines. There are a lot of people, especially that last line, you know, who's protecting Al-Qaeda now, Saudi Arabia. There are a lot of people on the right and the left who love hearing that on the national debate stage.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I think, as you keep saying, Terry, be careful. I don't think she'll be the next president of these United States, but I think people should pay attention that there is a fight for the heart and soul of this nation that's happening
Absolutely.
On the right and the left, and it has fundamentally to do with America's role in the world, militarily, diplomatically, and many other ways.
Well, how do you feel about it, Joey? Should be more nationalistic? Should we worry about America and dismiss the world, or what?
I personally wouldn't use the term nationalistic, but I would use the idea of bringing people home. I think we're overextended.
Absolutely.
You could pull back and it'd be terrible, but also if you keep pushing forward, it'd be terrible. I think the general idea should be to pull troops home, especially from places like Afghanistan. I would echo the current president of the United States. If Japan, if Europe could provide more for their defense, same with South Korea, that would be better.
Yes.
If different nations or private companies could take up more of the burden that the U.S. Navy now holds in protecting shipping lanes, it could be beneficial. I think
the cost.
In general, bring money home, bring the troops home,
yes,
is a good idea. And this is the one aspect of Tulsi Gabbard I really appreciate. Now, I'm not naive in the sense that, if we come home, the Iranians will love Americans. Of course not.
No.
But the idea should be that the military is for defense, not full-spectrum domination across the globe.
Right. Defense, not offense.
And this attempt to dominate the whole globe, I think, is going to end badly.
Amen.
I hear the arguments for it. I'm not like... I know a lot of people that, you know, go into questioning a lot of the motives, and there's plenty to question, don't get
sure.
me wrong. War is a racket, that great Smedley Butler
Love
piece.
Smedley Butler.
But there are arguments that can be met, and what's frustrated me for the longest time is instead of having the arguments
mm-hmm.
out in the open and in good faith,
It's been more look at people like Tulsi Gabbard, look at people like Ron Paul, and they tried to do it with Donald Trump of, oh, you're kooky, you're isolationist, you don't want to be engaged with the world. No, we don't want to be fighting wars all over the globe.
Exactly. We're in 63 countries right now.
And right now, luckily, it is many people who fought in the recent wars that are leading the charge of trying to bring peace about.
And I understand that. If you listen to what these people experience, you'll understand why they're doing what they're doing. It's terrible.
Exactly. And, I mean, you heard it from a lot of the folks who back Trump with this recent flare-up with Iran. People like Tucker Carlson and so many others are saying, Mr. President, do not go to war. And do not even do these tactical, like, reactionary strikes. Like,
if he listens to the Joint Chiefs, they're going to tell him to take every opportunity to preemptive strike everybody.
Well, but no, but here's the interesting thing, is this recent strike, if it's true, is that the political appointees, Pompeo, Bolton, and others,
the neocons,
they wanted him to strike.
Of course they did. The neocons.
The Joint Chiefs in the military were the ones that said, you don't need to do this.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I hadn't heard that.
And I think it's because these guys, if what I've learned talking to military folks is, if you want to fight a war, they'll fight the war and they'll do it well. But they don't like this sort of bombing for political purposes and to show strength in the world.
Here we go with Vietnam again.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, what is it? Like, leaving with strength? What was it called as we were getting out of Vietnam, Nixon's whole thing?
It was a metaphor, but it doesn't matter. It's wrong.
Yeah. And that's kind of being played out today with Afghanistan. And it's the longest war in American history. And it's amazing to say that because I remember 9/11. This is the issue of my lifetime, and it shaped so much of our politics, and it should not be forgotten what happened that day, but we should continue to learn lessons of how we responded maybe in the least optimal way.
Well said.
But we had to hit a break real past time here. Listening to Happy Hour, Joey Clark, Terry Adams. Be right back.
We are rolling closer to our afternoon rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch is taking a look at your traffic this afternoon. The boulevard is really busy, so be careful around the intersections. If you're on the interstates, we don't have any delays at this time, but look out because we're about to see a slowdown on I-85 southbound in the downtown area around the interchange. If you're out on the 31s, just be careful. It looks like you've got a smooth ride home this afternoon. Let Reinhardt Toyota make this 4th of July road trip the best ever. Special deals are going on right now through the end of the month. Reinhardt Toyota, now open till 8 p.m. and open on Sunday. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm not only proud to have Lewis Lawn as a long-term sponsor on my radio shows here in Montgomery, proud to call them friends. It's impossible not to be friends with the Lewises. Their name is on the business. They're there. And they are among the nicest people I've met in my 13 years here in Montgomery. In the store, they have a great product line. All the big brand names in outdoor maintenance. Echo, Exmark, Toro, Shindawa, all the steel products. Most importantly, when you buy something from Lewis Lawn, you can bring it back there for repair or service. So your purchase means something. That warranty card is something you can redeem right at the place you bought it. This is why the professionals choose Lewis Lawn. And why I hope you will, too. A great local business and real good citizens in our community. Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., excepting holidays. And you can reach them at 244-9191. Have a...
Once upon